This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
One of the most important things that we can do to share peace with others is first of all to be at peace with our own circumstances. In this, I think especially of St. Paul in the letter to the Philippians. Paul is in prison, and many of the people to whom he's writing are suffering persecution. And yet, one of the words that Paul uses all throughout the letter is joy, that we should celebrate because there is a mystery in this suffering. And this mystery is to be embraced rather than rejected. If all we do in life is complain about what we don't have, about circumstances that are not fair, then we'll never find that interior peace. Paul writes about the fact he's in prison, and he says, you know, I don't even know if I'm going to live or die. If I live, that's great, because then I get to serve you. But if I die, that's great, because then I'll be with Christ. And I'm not even sure which is better. Whatever God wants, I'll accept. That ambiguity, that sense of surrender to God's will, brings a tremendous sense of peace to our hearts, as opposed to the idea of trying to control our lives ourselves, trying to think that we can plot the future and it'll work out like we want it. St. Teresa of Avila once said, how do we make God laugh? And the answer is, tell him your plans. When we have it all worked out, we're going to be filled with anxiety. When we have plans worked out on how others should respond to us, we'll be frustrated. We will feel that it's not fair. Robert Wicks, who wrote a lot of books on spirituality, says, expect nothing, hope for something, be surprised. Lower our expectations, accept whatever comes to our life, and we'll be at peace. And if we're at peace, other people will want to follow our example. There's a story of a man in Nova Scotia, a coal miner, who joined the Curcio movement. Now, the Curcios are like a prayer group. And he didn't tell any of his fellow coal miners. But in the first year, 17 of them came up to him and said, Stosh, we don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, we want to do it too. He never said a word to them about what he was doing, but they could sense the interior peace. Wouldn't it be great if we were peacemakers, not so much by our words, but by our lives?
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.